Plus, which releases its final episodes this week. Pretty much everywhere we've seen across the past 5 episodes is location that doesn't actually exist, right? So this is a pretty cool, pretty interesting movie, guys. I think I've seen this somewhere on my PlayStation somewhere. I think it's part of Disney Plus. I thought I saw it on Netflix, but honestly, yeah, it is Disney Plus. I might even personally go ahead and just watch this. Very, very cool. And you know, you guys can go ahead, check it out on Disney Plus as well. If you guys want to learn more information about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, we have news on privacy, right? This is exactly why we come out with this type of news for you guys, so you guys can stay, guarded, so you guys can stay updated, so you guys can stay protected in the digital realm. So it looks like fashion chain Guess. For you guys know the company Guess. I bought Guess wallets before, even I think Guess socks. They're kind of definitely more like not high end, but more like, hey, you're going to wear like a suit, more casual, right? It's not like a bummy or little, it's not exotic, right? It's more casual clothing brand, right? So fashion chain Guess suffers data breach from following ransomware attack, right? The popular American clothing brand and retailer Guess is snail mailing its customers, alerting them about a data breach as part of a ransomware attack on the brand earlier this year in February, right? So according to the 6-page letter, a copy of which has been seen by Bleeping Computer, the company hired a cybersecurity forensic firm to assess the extent of the damage, right? So this is definitely a good thing that they've did. And even as you can see, guys, a big retailer, a clothing retailing brand like Guess, does get breached, right, from ransomware attack, right? This happens, right? So it's really great that they're moving forward. And I think it's definitely proactive that they're moving forward, emailing their customers, letting them know that, hey, we've been attacked. So, you know, if you've been receiving any emails, any weird or phishing emails with links in them that doesn't make any sense from Guess, you know, those are probably ransomware emails trying to set up to look like the company Guess sending you a mail or email or text message so it can phish your information and take your information, right? So this is why, again, we come out with information like this to you guys. Be careful and beware of phishing attacks, guys. They happen nonchalantly. They happen every day. You just need to be cautious and always keep that in the back of your mind, right? Even if you're working at a company, if you're running your own business, whatever it is, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Right. Moreover, guys, it looks like news on Google. It looks like Google Meet free users will have to make sure their meetings aren't too long, right? So video calls in Google Meet will now have a 60-minute time limit for users with a personal Gmail account, as Google will now impose meeting length limits after not enforcing them during the pandemic, right? So when the search giant's video conferencing software first became available to all users back in April of last year, the company said that there wouldn't be any meeting restrictions until September 30th, right? So, however, that deadline was pushed back until March 31st before it was extended again to June 30th of this year, right? So, very, very, very interesting information to know, right? So it's pretty cool, guys. If you guys use Google Meet, now you have this feature, right? If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, for you nerds, for you camera nerds out there, you guys want to learn what are the best full-frame mirrorless cameras of 2021, top models from Sony, Canon, Nikon, and Panasonic. First, you can go to our website, electronicadditions.net, to go see which one is best for you, which deal seems best for you to get. Or you can go ahead and definitely follow us on LinkedIn. Go ahead, click into this article where it talks about the best ones, and you guys can find out more as well too. All right, so it looks like the full frame mirrorless market is slowly but steadily becoming a crowded and very competitive market, right? So there was a time not too long ago when choosing which full frame mirrorless camera to buy was a simple task, but now that requires some consideration because there are many models in what was once a pretty niche space, right? So very, very, very interesting, right? And then lastly, guys, it looks like Gmail update will go some way to eliminating phishing once and for all. This is huge, guys. Imagine if we get finally a Google Mail or even a Yahoo Mail or MSN Mail, whatever mailing service you use, they created an update so we finally no longer get scammy phishing emails that can take your information, that these people would take your information and do crazy things with it, right? We finally, hopefully, will get an update from Google to allow this to stop happening. This would be huge. The days of cyber criminals using spoofed logos and lookalike email addresses, like I said, to trick unsuspecting users into falling for phishing scams could soon be over as Google is adding a new security feature to Gmail to make it harder to impersonate brands over email, right? So while the search giant announced last year that it would begin its brand indicators for message identification pilot, right? So the BM, so the BIMI, right? So the BIMI. In a new blog post, the company has said that it will begin rolling out BIMI support in Gmail over the coming weeks. And this is going to be amazing, guys. Once this actually rolls out too, guys, we'll definitely let you guys know what's in once it's in effect and how you can update your Google servers so you can so this can be updated in your Google Mail, right? And your Google servers, guys. This would just be huge, guys. Finally getting rid of all these cyber criminals that are just trying to get your information, steal your information, and really just get money, guys. Honestly, these guys should just get a job, right? These guys should start something that they can do. Yeah. Okay. Okay, one second. Yeah, guys. So that's pretty much what it is, guys. That is, the news that we're going to be taking today. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn, and you guys can follow us there, Electronic Editions. Go on our official website too, electronicadditions.net, and we'll see you guys soon in the next one. All right, peace out. What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. Guys, we are here again today, live people. We are here. It is July the 14th. We're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today. Hopefully, you guys are excited today. If you haven't already, go ahead, visit our website, electronicadditions.net. There, you'll be able to find the newest tech updates, privacy updates, our blog posts as well too that we come out on a weekly basis. There, you'll also be able to become an EAD club member, guys. Have access to exclusive tech deals, free monthly products, insider information, and much, much more, guys. So I'll see you guys soon. Let's take some news off our LinkedIn page today, guys. Let's definitely get started. Definitely some interesting stuff to go over today. Okay. So it looks like Microsoft's PS5 exclusive Ghostwire Tokyo is delayed until 2022. Ghostwire Tokyo, the paranormal action game from Japanese studio Tango Gameworks, is being delayed to early 2022. Tango Gameworks posted the news in a tweet saying it will show more of the game in the coming months, right? So we want to get the game in your hands as soon as possible so you can experience the unforgettable version of Haunted Tokyo that we've been hard at working building, right? So according to these guys, right? So at the same time, we're also focused on protecting the health of everyone at Tango, the announcement reads, right? So our new release window will give us time to bring the world of Ghostwire to life as we've always envisioned it. The game was previously slated for release in the fall of 2021, right? So it's very, very cool, guys. And this is interesting, guys. It's kind of a paradox, right? You see Microsoft PS5 exclusive. You would think that this would be Microsoft Xbox exclusive, right? Why? Because Microsoft makes Xbox, right? Sony makes PlayStation. Why? So why is Microsoft creating a PlayStation 5 exclusive? Hey, this is definitely a rare occasion. I know it happened where Microsoft probably made a PlayStation game, but not, this doesn't happen a lot. This is probably why it's delayed until 2022. Let us know what you think, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, go ahead. Follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have news on Apple, right? So it looks like Apple is working on Apple Pay later to help you buy new things without paying for them yet. So this is really cool, guys, right? So we have apps like Klarna. We have apps like Affirm. We have apps that, hey, especially people that have bad credit, that are building credit, that can't really get approved for big, big loans. These companies, right, these financial companies are coming out. So you're able to get approved, right? You can pay off your computer or your couch or your bike or whatever, these large items, right? These technological items or whatever, you can pay them off in payments, right? So it looks like Apple is looking to do a similar thing. And this is awesome, right? So if people have money to spend, honestly, I don't care. If people have money to spend and they don't have good credit, they definitely should be able to get financing somewhere, right? If they have the money to spend, if they're going to pay it back, they should do it, right? It shouldn't be, left up to a score, right? That really barely tells anything, right? Moreover, guys, right? So even if you haven't signed up for the Apple Card, you may soon be able to put your purchases on Apple's tab. Apple is teaming up with Goldman Sachs yet again to turn every Apple Pay transaction into potential buy now, pay later opportunity, reports Bloomberg, right? So no Apple Card is needed as well. Right. So, you know, how many online checkout counters across the web tempt you to pay with the firm or Klarna, or also, yeah, PayPal is actually doing the same thing. So PayPal's paying four instead of coughing up the full purchase price at the start. Then they charge you in installments instead. Right. So it sounds like Apple service will be a direct competitor, with the important distinction that this will be baked into hundreds of millions of Apple devices that many people are already using to pay at, gobs of physical stores as well. And this service is a lot. You can definitely see this service popping up more and more and more online, right? As you know, we're coming in the digital realm. Again, not everybody has a great score, but people may have the money to pay for it, right? So services like this definitely, definitely helps, right? Let us know what you think, too, if you guys want to learn more about this, too. Learn more, when Apple is rolling this new feature out and others as well. Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there, too. Moreover, guys, we have news on Mercedes-Benz, right? So Mercedes-Benz new Roadster has a flippy touchscreen, right? So large touchscreens are commonplace in new cars these days. And the bigger these rectangular screens get, the fewer things you can do with the hardware to really differentiate from the competition, right? Perhaps that's why in the new 2022 AMG SL Roadster, Mercedes-Benz is taking the screen out of the dashboard, anchoring it to the center console, and letting it electronically flip up and down, right? So this is pretty cool, guys. This is fairly new, right? Tesla doesn't even have this. I don't even think other cars that have similar huge HD screens have this, where you can actually move the screen, right? Usually those things are really planted in there, so for safety, right? But it looks like you can kind of flip it up and down, make it more flexible. Very interesting, guys, right? So Mercedes-Benz new car has a flippy screen. The company said it designed the 11.9-inch portrait touchscreen this way in order to help fight glare. The AMG SL Roadster is a convertible after all, but it's also clearly a flashy parlor trick that seems to say, hey, we did something different from Tesla, which is exactly what I said, right? Tesla, usually in Teslas, those are very mounted. You really can't move it, right? And the thing about it is too, even in Tesla, to control anything in the car to get to the glove box, to turn on the AC, to turn on the heating, to turn on the heated steering wheel, to turn on anything, you need to go through the touch screen, right? And that could be very sometimes it could be very annoying. Some people don't mind it, right? Mercedes-Benz taking a little bit of proof, a little bit of different approach where it's a flippy screen, making a little bit more cool, more flexible. Also, you could probably do much more without the screen as well, especially Mercedes, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have a space startup, Momentus, charged by SEC with misleading investors, right? So this does not sound good, right? So the Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday charged embattled space infrastructure startup Momentus Space and its founder, Mikhail Kokorich, with allegedly misleading investors about its propulsion technology and downplaying regulators' national security concerns associated with Kokorich, who is Russian, right? So the SEC is also charged the company Stable Road Acquisition Corporation that was going to acquire Momentus as part of the deal to take the startup public and sidestep the IPO process, right? Which is usually not good, right? So the Stable Road Acquisition Corp is a SPAC, right? So SPAC, a company that exists only to buy another company. The CEO of Stable Road, Brian Kubot, and its sponsor, SRCNI, have also been charged by the SEC. Everyone except Kokorich has settled the charges with the SEC and paid a fine. Okay, so it looks like this company was really just trying to buy it. Again, not for the purposes of, I guess, improving their technology or anything or changing anything about the company. They were just looking to acquire the company, obviously, to make profits, right? And it looks like apparently for this deal, they weren't able to do that. They were trying to sidestep the IPO process, which is usually which can get you a lot of trouble, which can get you in a lot of trouble nowadays, right? So, it looks like these guys were charged, right? Can these guys find a way maybe to, go around the situation, right? Maybe not allow the this stable neighbor, maybe not allow SPAC to go ahead and acquire this company. Maybe have another company, right, to acquire that, right? Because let's get this straight, guys. This happens all the time, right? Companies buy out other companies all the time. They create them, they're the holding company. And the companies other under them are subsidiaries, right? So if these guys were getting in trouble, let's hopefully, they find a way so they not get in trouble, right? But it's very interesting to learn stuff about this too, especially in the business world. Definitely let us know what you think. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have retail stores are packed with unchecked facial recognition, right? So more than 35 organizations are demanding top US retailers cease using facial recognition to identify shoppers and employees in their stores, which companies have used to detect to deter theft and identity shoplifters, right? My thing is like, why though? This I feel like it's a good idea. Anyways, so the campaign is amply named Ban Facial Recognition in Stores and has identified the stores that have committed to not only using facial recognitions like Walmart, Home Depot, and Target. It is now pressuring companies currently using the technology or those who might use it in the future. right? So some companies that are currently using the technology, according to the website, include Apple, Lowe's, Albertsons, Macy's, and Ace Hardware, right? So personally, guys, I think it's cool that these guys are using facial recognition. Why? These guys are top retailers, right? Why, and especially in, the pandemic season and when people are getting laid off. I mean, people don't know what to do, or they're getting very antsy, right? It really helps to identify shoplifters, people that, are going in to just cause havoc, right? And especially, a lot of these stores, they don't have guard dogs or police dogs or sniffing up these customers, right? Or employees that are walking in, and you don't know who's looking to do what, right? So having a technology like this where you're able to identify the person's face, right? If you're not doing anything, you're not going to get in trouble. Obviously, if you do something, people have the opportunity to catch you. And so it really makes sense, right? These are high retail stores. They have high products of value, just in case if people go ahead and are looking to steal, or if a riot ends up popping off and, people are looking to break in stores and set stores on fire. This type of technology can, go ahead and identify people, right? So, yeah, I think it's a good idea, right? Some organizations are not fond of it. Let us know what you think in the comments as well too. If you guys want to go ahead, learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, news on a little bit of politics. It looks like the Democrats have a new plan to legalize marijuana federally, right? So on Wednesday, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, Chuck Schumer of New York, and Ron Wyden of looks like Oregon released a discussion draft on legislation that proposes sweeping reform to marijuana policy in the U.S. The Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act would decriminalize marijuana federally, expunge federal nonviolent cannabis convictions, which are most of Black and Brown people convicted in jails. And encourage states to do the same and create new grant programs to fund nonprofits that provide services to those adversely impacted by the war on drugs, right? So I think this is a great, honestly, a great idea, right? And many of you guys are going to be, excited, right? So many of you guys are in the tech space, many of you guys are, even in sports, and you guys, hey, for you guys that are, a part of this community, for you guys that stand for this community, you guys know how much of a plus and a positive move this is. Finally, especially for the ones that have not been with their families for a while due to petty acts, and ones that shouldn't even involve years of sentencing. And we already know that hit that whole issue by in itself and what the effect of that creating is, right? So this is a huge step forward, guys. Definitely let us know what you think. And if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like bringing Loki worlds to life was like making a weekly Marvel movie, right? So from Wakanda to Xandar in Guardians of the Galaxy, right? So the MCU is increasingly defined by the extraordinary fictional places it shows us on screen, right? So it'll be no surprise to learn that bringing these locations to life is a massive collaboration between lots of very talented people and for Loki on Disney Plus.